You ever wonder why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak well? Moshe Rabbeinu was blessed with a relationship, a connection with God that was unparalleled. Moshe Rabbeinu as a human being was so refined. Moshe Rabbeinu had the humility and the compassion and the empathy for all people in a way that you just don't see. Why can't God make him the complete package? Why can't God make him an individual who has the ability to speak in a way that is so penetrating and just connects to people? And yet Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in our parasha, he says, God, I can't do this. Why are you sending me? Why would Paro listen to me? The Jews won't even listen to me. I can't even speak properly. Why is that? I think there's a couple possibilities. One possibility is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put out there and make it clear to all that just because you're amazing in some ways, nobody has perfection. And so everybody should realize that no matter who you are, you're always going to have something that you could be better at. You're always going to have something that just doesn't work perfectly for you. Because that is, by definition, what makes us human. We're not perfect. If we were, we would be God. That's one possible answer. The Drash HaRan, though, has a beautiful answer. And it's such an unbelievable insight. Sometimes you meet someone who's an amazing speaker. And somehow when you hear them, when you listen to them, you're captivated by them. I'll share with you that one of the best speakers I ever heard was someone I heard years ago. And I was taken by this guy. I thought this guy took me on an intellectual ride. Such a stimulating speak, inspiring, the stories woven in. I mean, he killed the speech. And then 2 years later, I picked up one of the local newspapers, and it turns out that he was arrested for all kinds of inappropriate behavior, and he went to jail. And it struck me that just because you're a great speaker, just because you can captivate the audience, it doesn't mean that you're a good person. But those are the people that sometimes get you because it's so easy. Says the Drash HaRan, God wanted to make sure that nobody would ever say, do you know why the Jewish people accepted the Torah? Do you know why the Jewish people accepted Judaism? Do you know why the Jews followed Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the most eloquent speaker, the most captivating and dynamic orator in the history of mankind. If that had happened, we could say we were hoodwinked. We didn't see it coming. He tricked us. Says the Drash HaRan, Moshe Rabbeinu was the paragon of virtue, the ultimate in his relationship with God. But he didn't get us at all by what he said and how he said it, but by the way he acted, by his refinement, that's what got us. And that, says the Drash HaRan, is the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is why God packs within him that struggle, so nobody will ever wonder, and nobody will ever think, how did Moshe get there? Have a great day.